commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Republicans at the state capitol are blowing it on tax cuts. Governor Scott Walker proposed a $500 million package of income and property tax cuts a month ago during his State of the State address. Maybe you remember the governor's argument. We have a surplus. Taxpayers didn't say keep the change. Scott Walker says he never hears from people who tell him taxes are too low or just right. People think their taxes are too high. The holdup is in the state Senate, where the GOP only has a 3-seat majority. That means their proposals fail with just 2 defections. So just who in the caucus objects to the tax plan is not known. Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says he doesn't have the 17 votes needed to get the bill approved. Well, here are some of the reasons why Governor Walker's plan should be passed as is. The governor is not spending all of the surplus. It's projected to be $911 million. His tax cut is only half of that. Discount the sound bites where Scott Walker's accused of being reckless. Also, discount the talk of spending money we don't have. Every budget is based on projected revenue into the budget cycle. Governor Walker is correct that a growing economy is the cure for the structural deficit in 2015 and 16. The Walker shortfall is 1/6 the size of the $3.5 billion structural deficit that Jim Doyle had in his last budget. If the state was able to chug along then, it can do so now with an improving economy. And for those who say it's only $100, that is the median property tax break the governor's proposing, ask that person to open up their wallet and give you a C-note. Then watch how big $100 is. Even if you ask that same person to give you a 20, I bet they'll make a note of it and expect to be paid back. But how are the Republicans blowing it? Because they want to spend the extra money, too. They've had a new job training bill that's already passed the legislature. It's being paid for out of the surplus. Republicans want to move some highway construction projects up one fiscal year. It is the surplus that makes that possible. There are also reports from the Capitol that there are other GOP pet projects, mostly one-time expenditures, that are being lined up as possibilities now that the state is flush with cash. All of that needs to stop. If you want a new project, cut or eliminate an old project. If your pet project can't make it through a regular budget cycle, it suddenly isn't more worthy just because the state has extra cash on hand. Governor Walker realizes 2 things. Money left in the hands of politicians will be spent, and spending tax dollars is a bipartisan activity.